On the show today, we have Desert School fellow credit union Ron Amstutz talking about their latest Credit Union Journal Best Practices Award with their recent core conversion. So check it out. Oh, hey, congratulations on your Credit Union Best Practices Award, kind of in the technology category for your conversion to Correlations Keystone. I think it's been about a year and a half ago that you guys converted. It was like over the Labor Day weekend. Yeah. So it was a conversion that I think the whole industry was watching. It's like all eyes were on Desert Schools and Correlation at the time, and it turned out pretty darn well. And I had the pleasure of coming out, and Correlation had hired me to come out and just do like a little mini documentary on the conversion. And the one thing that really stuck out in my mind during this conversion was how calm everybody was. I'm like, wait a minute, I've always heard like correlation, I mean, not like, but conversion stories, people like running around with like chickens with their heads cut off and like, oh my gosh. But this was like, are you kidding me? It was so calm. What's your take on all that?
Well, I've done 5 conversions in my career, and this was the smoothest and easiest of those 5, and hopefully the last of those 5.
But we
have a great team here. We had done a conversion less than 6 years ago and had most of the same team that was here at that time. And so working along with Correlation, with their experience doing conversions and our experience of not that long ago, putting together those people and those plans and processes, we were very practiced. So by the time it came to conversion weekend, we had already done it a couple of times internally, and so that weekend it went very well.
Cool. Yeah, rehearsal pays off big time. Practice makes perfect.
It does. It does.
So why was this conversion happened a year and a half ago, and it's still making news. Why was this conversion so significant? For those of us kind of looking from the outside in, why was it? I mean, I know you know why, but just from your perspective, why was it so significant?
Well, I think, like you said, most of the industry was looking at it. Correlation was very new to the industry and really didn't have a credit union, I don't think, over $500 million in assets to the point we converted. And so when you're going almost 8 times that size to $4 billion credit union taking on this system, people were looking to say, okay, is the system capable of handling an organization that size and that complex? And so we were excited to get something new, and we're really excited about what it's done for the organization and for our staff and our members. And it was a significant event.
Indeed. Yeah, no doubt. So let's get to the award part of it, because the Credit Union Journal Best Practices Award, they recognize this conversion and life and how and life, what life has been like since the conversion. I think that was a big part of the reason why you guys won this award. What has life been like since the conversion?
Our staff loves it. I mean, one of the things I like to tell people when they come out and visit us, which we're regularly having credit unions visit us now that we've been converted to what's going on. But we go out and visit our branch locations and just look at operations on a regular basis to see how things are going. And I've been to a couple of branches lately where I've sat behind the teller line and watched tellers process transactions. And I would, until I asked, I would have not known how long they had been an employee at the credit union. Hmm. In some cases, the person I was watching had only been there 2 weeks.
What?
And it would have been like they'd been there for years.
Wow.
So, the learning curve for people learning, training on the system, understanding how to use it has shrunk considerably. I know just in our call center, we reduced our training from 12 days of training for a new employee down to 10. It would have actually been greater than that, but now we've added more sales training into the process. So that's why we're still at 10.
Gotcha.
If it was strictly, the training before was strictly system and operational, which took 12 days. Now we're using 10, and some of that's for sales training as well.
Gotcha. So. Gotcha. Yeah, you're kind of using up that extra time to bring in some new stuff for them. Gotcha.
Yes.
So do you have any other type of results? I know there was like one in the story, there was like you went from like 8 hours to 2 hours in your, like, was it like daily or nightly backups or something like that? Or what was the, what was that stat?
Our nightly processing was 8 hours a night on the old system, which also included probably around 2 hours of downtime to our members on their electronic services like online banking and mobile. Mm-hmm. With Correlation, that's now 2 hours, and there's zero downtime to our members for using electronic services. Wow. So that was huge for us too.
That's pretty cool. Hey, and so what does this award mean to your credit union? I mean, to be recognized and you know, going through a conversion like that. I mean, I don't know any credit union out there that really enjoys going through a core conversion, but you know, they're necessary at times. So, but what does this award mean to you guys for doing this and the results that you guys have experienced since then?
Well, it's certainly an honor to be recognized, but I think it's validation for us. I mean, not that we don't have validation just because of the results of the conversion, but you know, it's validation that the industry looked at what we went through, the decisions we made, and how it's affected our credit union positively. And so that's, you know, a great validation to us to be recognized by the industry.
Indeed, indeed. And to a wrap-up question here for you, Ron, what advice do you have for other credit unions who want to experience similar success in a conversion such as this magnitude? I mean, because, I mean, these are happening a lot these days. People are looking for new technologies, and I think technology is forcing a lot of credit unions to look at new cores and things like that. What advice do you have for other credit unions who want to experience your success that you guys did?
The two biggest piece of advice we give is one we talked about earlier, is just practice. Mm-hmm. You know, go through, you know, we did two or three weekend conversions internally that just practiced exactly what was going to happen on conversion weekend. So we knew the timing of how things were going to work. And so when we got to conversion weekend, we knew exactly where we were ahead, where we were behind based on what those practice runs were. But the other biggest thing that I share with people is whatever you're converting to, don't try to make the new system act like your old system. Yeah. Use the new system the way it was designed and created to be used. So you might need to change some of your processes and procedures to do it. But, you know, we went into this, did not want it to look like our old system. And a lot of credit unions, that's what they try to do. Is say, okay, well, this is how we do things today, so let's make the new system work the same way.
Right. Yeah. That's just, it's kind of like fitting a square peg in a round hole. It just doesn't work.
Exactly.
All right, Ron, anything else to add to wrap up here? I mean, congrats on the award and well done on post-conversion life. Sounds like things are going pretty darn well there.
They are. We really love the system. It was a great decision for us.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, Ron, thank you again for your time. I know you're a busy, busy guy, so appreciate the time as always, and keep up the good work out there in Arizona. All right.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. You're welcome.